One thing I'm curious about, since you have participated in the ATTEMPT trial, is what's it like to get somebody through a year TDM1? I would assume it shouldn't be too difficult.
Well, I think that I kind of liken it to someone doing a sprint versus someone doing a marathon. If you give somebody the APT regimen where they have the upfront chemotherapy, that's when they're really focused on managing toxicity and getting through it. And then the trastuzumab monotherapy portion is, you know, very straightforward. With the year of TDM1, it doesn't have that upfront chemotherapy toxicity, but there are side effects that we can see over time, including thrombocytopenia, neuropathy, LFT abnormalities, and sometimes those can be a little more cumulative the longer you have patients on TDM1. And so I think that looking at the toxicity profile differences between those two arms is going to be really interesting in that trial.
Well, it's interesting though, you know, because I would have said before I just heard what you said, I would have said, I'm not sure I hear too much about quality of life issues with TDM1 other than paper toxicities. So you mentioned thrombocytopenia and LFTs, which, you know, to me is not a quality of life issue. It's something that needs to be managed, which true, you may be more management required than a trastuzumab. But you said neuropathy. I'm not sure I've heard that. Is neuropathy seen with TDM1?
You know, it's a pretty uncommon toxicity. But you're absolutely right that quality of life-wise, you know, most of what we see with TDM1 are things that a provider's going to see on their computer screen, but not something that's going to impact a patient on a day-to-day basis.
The other thing that's kind of interesting in terms of this Catherine trial is the idea that somehow you're getting a boost out of really chemo trastuzumab after somebody's already had chemo trastuzumab. And I guess, for sure, taxane, I would think. We don't know about the pertuzumab, but I don't know exactly what it means, why you'd get more benefit from more chemo. But I don't know. Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, you know, I think it brings up a question of who's really responding to TDM1. And, you know, when I think about it mechanistically, you have to have that receptor to have the trastuzumab link on and kind of have the whole mechanism of action. And I'd be really curious to see, you know, in these results, is there going to be a subset analysis based on the HER2 IHC or the FISH results, kind of the degree of HER2 positivity? And, you know, maybe a cancer cell that is so addicted to HER2 is going to continue to respond to any sort of therapy that is targeting the HER2 receptor. You know, additionally, TDM1 is approved in the metastatic setting in the setting of progression after prior THP. So we already have data that it's overcoming some sort of mechanism of resistance.
So it's funny because I was just flashing on the fact I interviewed Eric van Cutsem from Belgium, a GI investigator, and we were talking about this trial of anti-HER therapy in gastric cancer and this paper that they just presented correlating with degree of amplification with treatment benefit. And I was trying to remember whether there are any predictors after all these years in terms of response to anti-HER therapy like amplification or other, you know, abnormalities, molecular abnormalities. Any comments? I know you've done some work in that area.
Well, going back to the original adjuvant NSABP studies, anyone who was defined as HER2 positive in those trials appeared to get benefit from HER2-directed therapy, as well as people who weren't technically HER2 positive, at least in that trial. So I think right now any patient who, by the current ASCO-CAP guidelines, is HER2 positive is a candidate for HER2-directed therapy. It's interesting in the gastric literature, though, because I think in some of those trials, they define HER2 as 2+ on IHC rather than the more strict criteria that we use in the breast cancer world. And so it's always interesting to hear about the results in those studies and how they may or may not correlate.